Welcome back to the UAP Research Deep Dive with UAP Caucus. Today, we're diving into a really fascinating area. You know, we hear about all these objects in the sky, but what about underwater?
Right.
We're talking about unidentified submersible objects.
Yeah.
Or USOs.
Yeah.
And we're doing that with the help of Rear Admiral Tim Gallaudet's white paper, Beneath the Surface.
That's right. This paper, published by the Saul Foundation, really highlights an area that deserves more attention, I think.
Yeah, and the credentials of the author himself make this even more compelling.
Absolutely. Gallaudet isn't just someone with a passing interest in UAPs. He was a Navy oceanographer. He understands the science of the ocean deeply, so that gives his observations on this topic real weight.
Okay, so let's jump right in. Gallaudet starts by bringing up some of the famous aerial UAP encounters. We all remember the 2004 Tic Tac incident observed by Navy pilots. But Gallaudet points out something interesting. The Tic Tac wasn't just hovering in the air. It was hovering over this patch of churning whitewater. What could that mean?
Yeah, it's a detail that often gets missed. You know, the roiling water below the Tic Tac suggests there could be more to the story than just an object in the sky. It raises the question, could there be a connection to something underwater?
Yeah, and it even brings up this term, transmedium UAP, to describe objects that can move between the air and water seamlessly.
Yeah.
And the 2004 Tic Tac incident isn't the only one.
Right. In 2019, we had the USS Omaha incident off the coast of San Diego. Navy personnel observed a UAP that appeared to move from the air into the water.
Wow.
If these objects are truly capable of moving between these two environments, what kind of technology would that even require?
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing.
Right.
Okay, so now let's talk about the Aguadilla Enigma. In 2013, off the coast of Aguadilla, Puerto Rico, a UAP was captured on thermal imaging by a U.S. Customs and Border Protection aircraft. But this wasn't just any sighting. What made this one so strange?
Well, the object's behavior in this incident is what makes it so intriguing. It was observed flying erratically, and then it plunged into the ocean without slowing down. Even more baffling, it reached speeds of up to 95 miles per hour underwater, and it even appeared to split in two.
95 miles per hour underwater, that just sounds impossible.
Exactly, and that's why this incident is so compelling. The Scientific Coalition for UAP Studies, or SCU, analyzed the footage extensively, and their conclusion was that no known human technology could explain what was observed.
So we have these incredible accounts, but as Gallaudet points out in his paper, we face kind of a fundamental problem here. We barely know anything about our own oceans.
It's true.
Right?
Think about this. Less than 25% of the seabed is mapped, and we've only explored about 5% of the ocean's volume. We know more about the surface of Mars than we do about the depths of our own planet.
It's really mind-boggling when you think about it that way.
And this lack of knowledge makes studying USOs incredibly challenging. Most of our current oceanographic research focuses on things we already know about. You know, imagine a research vessel today. Encountering something like what was detected in 1946 by the USS Maury, a sonar target that suddenly sped away into the depths. Would they even recognize it as a USO?
It's almost like searching for your keys under a streetlight just because that's where the light is, even though you lost them somewhere else entirely.
Exactly. Our search for answers is limited by our current tools and understanding. And what's fascinating is that even without considering USOs, the ocean is already full of mysteries and phenomena that seem alien to us.
Oh, absolutely. Just look at the discovery of hydrothermal vents and the amazing ecosystems that thrive around them. These are life forms existing in conditions that we once thought were impossible.
Yeah. It's a reminder that we should never underestimate the power of nature and the potential for amazing discoveries right here on Earth.
Which brings us to a really interesting question. Could USOs be utilizing or interacting with these extreme environments in ways we can't even imagine?
It's a possibility we can't rule out. Perhaps they're tapping into energy sources or using materials in ways that are completely beyond our current scientific understanding.
It's a truly mind-boggling concept to consider. And then there's the issue of what these USOs could mean for national security.
Right. Gallaudet makes a strong case for this. He argues that USOs pose a significant threat to maritime domain awareness, which is already a challenge given the vastness of the ocean.
And it's not just about the size of the ocean. It plays such a crucial role in global communication, commerce, and military operations. Think about undersea cables, for example. They're the backbone of the internet and global communication.
What happens if USOs are interfering with those cables? What if they have the capability to disrupt maritime traffic or military activities? These are questions we need to be asking.
And to highlight the dangers of the unknown in the ocean, Gallaudet points to the USS San Francisco incident in 2005. A nuclear submarine collided with an uncharted seamount. nearly sinking and resulting in casualties. If we don't even know what's down there, how can we defend against potential threats from USOs?
Yeah, it underscores the need for a serious reassessment of our maritime security protocols, you know, in light of these unknowns.
It's a wake-up call for sure. But amidst all these concerns, there's also a glimmer of hope, wouldn't you say? What if studying USOs could unlock incredible scientific breakthroughs?
That's precisely what Gallaudet suggests. He argues that USOs could be evidence of technology far beyond anything we can currently comprehend.
Imagine the potential for revolutionizing fields like transportation, energy, and material science. Mm. It could even reshape our understanding of physics itself.
The implications are truly mind-blowing. We might be standing on the precipice of discoveries that could change the course of human history. And it all starts with acknowledging the unknown and dedicating resources to exploring it.
It's almost like we're on the verge of a new scientific revolution, driven by the study of USOs.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
It's a fascinating thought. And Gallaudet doesn't just stop at speculating about these implications. He goes a step further and lays out a clear call to action in his white paper.
He does. He's not just saying, hey, this is weird, someone should look into it. He's offering a structured approach to how we can begin to seriously investigate USOs.
Okay, so what does he propose? What are the concrete steps we can take?
Well, he calls for a dedicated national research effort into USOs, and he outlines a multifaceted approach involving not just the government, but also academia, philanthropies, the private sector, and even the international community.
So it's not just a matter of throwing money at the problem. It's about creating a coordinated, collaborative effort across different sectors.
Exactly. He suggests starting right at the top with the White House taking the lead. He proposes an executive order directing various ocean agencies and departments to gather, re-examine, and eventually disclose any relevant knowledge they might have on USOs.
That makes sense. Agencies like NOAA, NASA, the Office of Naval Intelligence, they probably have mountains of data that could be relevant to USO research, but it's likely scattered and not specifically analyzed for this purpose.
Right. He also recommends prioritizing the study of what he calls all-domain anomalous phenomena in future budget allocations for research and development, basically ensuring that USO research gets the funding it needs to move forward.
So a concrete commitment from the government to fund dedicated research.
Mm.
But he doesn't stop there, right?
No. He goes on to suggest that USO should be specifically included in the National Strategy for Ocean Mapping and Exploration.
Mm.
This means that any effort to map and understand the ocean should also be looking for signs of USOs.
That's really integrating this into our broader scientific goals. He's not creating a separate, isolated effort, but weaving it into our existing understanding of the ocean.
Exactly.
And this isn't just limited to government agencies. It needs to involve everyone involved in ocean research and exploration.
Right.
He even suggests a role for Congress. What does he propose they do?
Well, he recommends that Congress should include provisions for USO research in the National Defense Authorization Act and when they reauthorize the National Oceanographic Partnerships Program.
So basically baking USO research into the legal and funding frameworks for national defense and ocean research. It's making it a formal part of our national priorities.
Right. He's making it clear that understanding USOs isn't just a scientific curiosity. It has implications for national security and potentially even the future of humanity.
It's a call to action we can't ignore. But it's not just about security and scientific advancements. Gallaudet also highlights the potential benefits for marine conservation and what he calls the blue economy.
Mm.
For our listeners who might not be familiar with that term, the blue economy refers to the sustainable use of ocean resources for economic growth.
Exactly.
So things like fishing, aquaculture, tourism, even renewable energy from the ocean.
All that.
And Gallaudet argues that by increasing our understanding of the ocean, particularly through the study of USOs, we can better protect its resources and harness its potential for sustainable economic growth.
So the study of USOs could have ripple effects across multiple domains, from national security and scientific discovery to economic development and even environmental conservation.
Absolutely.
It's a vision that's both inspiring and challenging. It requires a shift in our thinking, a willingness to embrace the unknown, and collaborate across disciplines and sectors.
He's calling for a new era of ocean exploration, driven by curiosity, scientific rigor, and a commitment to understanding the full spectrum of phenomena that our oceans hold, even the most unusual and unexplained ones.
And this brings us back to one of the most intriguing aspects of this whole discussion, the possibility that some USOs might be evidence of non-human intelligence.
It's a thought that can be both exhilarating and a little unnerving, isn't it?
Absolutely. If we're encountering technology or even beings that are not from this planet, it completely changes our understanding of ourselves and our place in the universe.
It would be a paradigm shift of epic proportions, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And it's not just about the scientific data. It's about grappling with the profound philosophical and existential questions that such a discovery would raise.
It's a lot to take in, and it's not something we can shy away from.
We need to be prepared, both intellectually and emotionally, for the implications of what we might find.
Gallaudet lays out a compelling roadmap for moving forward, but it requires a collected effort.
It's a challenge, but it's one that I believe we are ready for as a species. The pursuit of knowledge, even when it leads us into uncharted territory, is ultimately what drives human progress.
Well said. And I think that's a perfect point to transition into the final part of our deep dive today.
Yeah, it's a great way to put it.
It's a fascinating thought. And Gallaudet doesn't just stop at speculating about these implications. He goes a step further and lays out a clear call to action in his white paper.
He's not just saying, hey, this is weird, someone should look into it. He's offering a structured approach to how we can begin to seriously investigate USOs.
Okay, so what does he propose? What are the concrete steps we can take?
Well, he calls for a dedicated national research effort into USOs, and he outlines a multifaceted approach involving not just the government, but also academia, philanthropies, the private sector, and even the international community.
So it's not just a matter of throwing money at the problem. It's about creating a coordinated, collaborative effort across different sectors.
Exactly. He suggests starting right at the top with the White House taking the lead. He proposes an executive order directing various ocean agencies and departments to gather, re-examine, and eventually disclose any relevant knowledge they might have on USOs.
That makes sense. Agencies like NOAA, NASA, the Office of Naval Intelligence, they probably have mountains of data that could be relevant to USO research, but it's likely scattered and not specifically analyzed for this purpose.
Right. He also recommends prioritizing the study of what he calls all-domain anomalous phenomena in future budget allocations for research and development, basically ensuring that USO research gets the funding it needs to move forward.
So a concrete commitment from the government to fund dedicated research. But he doesn't stop there, right?
No. He goes on to suggest that USO should be specifically included in the National Strategy for Ocean Mapping and Exploration. This means that any effort to map and understand the ocean should also be looking for signs of USOs.
That's really integrating this into our broader scientific goals.
Yeah.
He's not creating a separate, isolated effort, but weaving it into our existing understanding of the ocean.
Exactly.
And this isn't just limited to government agencies. It needs to involve everyone involved in ocean research and exploration.
Right.
He even suggests a role for Congress. What does he propose they do?
Well, he recommends that Congress should include provisions for USO research in the National Defense Authorization Act and when they reauthorize the National Oceanographic Partnerships Program.
So basically baking USO research into the legal and funding frameworks for national defense and ocean research, it's making it a formal part of our national priorities.
Right. He's making it clear that understanding USOs isn't just a scientific curiosity. It has implications for national security and potentially even the future of humanity.
It's a call to action we can't ignore, but it's not just about security and scientific advancements. Gallaudet also highlights the potential benefits for marine conservation and what he calls the blue economy.
Right.
For our listeners who might not be familiar with that term, the blue economy refers to the sustainable use of ocean resources for economic growth.
Exactly.
So things like fishing, aquaculture, tourism, even renewable energy from the ocean.
All of that.
Yeah.
And Gallaudet argues that by increasing our understanding of the ocean, particularly through the study of USOs, we can better protect its resources and harness its potential for sustainable economic growth.
So the study of USOs could have ripple effects across multiple domains, from national security and scientific discovery to economic development and even environmental conservation.
Excellent.
It's a vision that's both inspiring and challenging. It requires a shift in our thinking, a willingness to embrace the unknown and collaborate across disciplines and sectors.
He's calling for a new era of ocean exploration driven by curiosity, scientific rigor, and a commitment to understanding the full spectrum of phenomena that our oceans hold, even the most unusual and unexplained ones.
And this brings us back to one of the most intriguing aspects of this whole discussion, the possibility that some USOs might be evidence of non-human intelligence.
It's a thought that can be both exhilarating and a little unnerving, isn't it?
Absolutely. If we're encountering technology or even beings that are not from this planet, it completely changes our understanding of ourselves and our place in the universe.
It would be a paradigm shift of epic proportions, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And it's not just about the scientific data. It's about grappling with the profound philosophical and existential questions that such a discovery would raise.
It's a lot to take in, and it's not something we can shy away from.
We need to be prepared both intellectually and emotionally for the implications of what we might find.
Gallaudet lays out a compelling roadmap for moving forward, but it requires a collective effort.
It's a challenge, but it's one that I believe we are ready for as a species. The pursuit of knowledge, even when it leads us into uncharted territory, is ultimately what drives human progress.
Well said. And I think that's a perfect point to transition into the final part of our deep dive today. This deep dive has been a real eye-opener for me. We've explored this fascinating and often overlooked world of USOs, looked at the evidence, and considered what it could all mean for our understanding of the ocean,
right,
our planet, and even ourselves.
It's been a journey into the unknown, and hopefully our listeners are as intrigued as we are by the possibilities.
So what does this all mean for you, our listener? What can you take away from this? If you're as fascinated by this as we are, I highly recommend checking out Gallaudet's full white paper. It's a really thought-provoking read, and it lays out a compelling case for a new era of ocean exploration.
And remember, this is just the beginning of our deep dive into the world of UAPs. We've only just scratched the surface. There's so much more to explore. From government disclosure to the potential impact of UAPs on society and culture.
Yeah, we'll definitely be diving into these topics in future episodes. But for now, I want to leave you with a final thought. What if the answers we seek about USOs and UAPs are not out there in the vastness of space, but right here on our own planet, hidden beneath the waves?
It's a tantalizing thought, isn't it? And it highlights how important it is to keep exploring, to keep asking questions, and to challenge our assumptions about the world around us. The ocean is our final frontier, and who knows what incredible discoveries await us in its depths.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep looking up and down.